You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Theater with Simone. We cover the world of the arts. So pull up a chair, join me on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Should be heard.
Hello. How are you? This is Nicole Simone, and this is At the Theater with Simone. You're in touch with us tonight. If you want to dial in, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. I'm Simone. Pull up a chair and stay a while.
But first, this is Simone, and I'm speaking from the heart. From the heart. From the heart.
Using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuse to change any and every part of your life in an instant. Tony Robbins. I have a personal testimony tonight about my childhood. Basically, my mom, I was raised in a single family parent home, and everything with my mom was a fire. She didn't address anything until it was a fire she was putting out. Or she didn't react to anything until it was a dire type of situation. I remember many times not getting new clothes, new shoes until either we had, it was unbearable. The shoes were no longer bearable, or we couldn't fit the clothes. It wasn't a seasonal type of thing, like change of season and you get new clothes. It wasn't about all that. In our household, you got out of necessity. And I think about how I was raised, and I use some of those strategies in my own parenting, and I find myself constantly conflicted because I have a husband, and my husband is one of those men who goes 50% on everything. I mean, he does everything. So we share household chores, and he do his own clothes, though. I don't do his clothes. But the cooking and, just a lot of the things and the caregiving with my daughter, a lot of things that we do for her, we share. And so it's just so interesting when I'm trying to factor in what decision to make, because this is all new. Every day, every new opportunity, every new situation, I'm constantly conflicted. So for me, I just try to look to what the anticipated need will be, what's coming up. If it's a holiday coming up, when are the sales there? Go and do the shopping, do it when it's off season versus you just reacting at the last moment. And it's a more relaxing style. So I just wanted to share that. But it's not a difficult decision. It's just one of those pragmatic type decisions. But I know a lot of you out there, you have some serious decisions. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. The difficult, mind-blowing decisions. And nobody said it better than Heatwave.
Collision. myself, I'd give plenty time to all these decisions lying in my mind. Holding hands or put my arms around the way, neither one of these two will I try and face. Taking my time to work the problem out, yet trying to convince her that there is no need for doubt.
My decision causes head on collision. My knowing decision causes head on collision.
So I tell myself again to think deep within, and remember when we first met, we were only friends. Throw a kiss or try to taste her tender lips. Will these be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best. How to go? Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think you know.
My time,
how to go?
This is
she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head on collision.
My time, how to go?
This is
she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head on collision.
Listening to that song, I had to be about 10, and I was at one of those ice cream malt shops, and they were playing it in the background, and I remember thinking, wow, I didn't know what the mind-blowing decision was at that age. I'm just like, wow, that's an interesting song. That's kind of cool. Got a cool beat. But now looking back, you know, I think as an adult, mind-blowing, marriage or shacking, you think how many people living together today as a no-brainer. Back then, it was a mind-blowing decision. So it's just interesting how the times change and how we must change with them. I wanted to share a poem tonight. It's called, What Am I? What am I supposed to be? In the corner of my mind, I find a dilemma between who I am and who I used to be. I am torn between what you see now and what existed on the inside of the old me. Is there no use? Am I wasting my time with this here life? What am I supposed to do? I don't want to lie to myself or all those who care to remain loyal and true blue. These questions I have asked myself before, and I didn't get an answer then. Why haven't my inquiries changed? And why am I still my only best friend? So, what am I supposed to say? I ignored you and still came back, but this go-around, you brought turmoil. Good memories haunted by perplexing disgust for an old love, truthfully, tearfully soiled. I tell you I am sorry. I begin to beg and plead. But then, to my scornful dismay, I realize it's not my words you want. So then I am silent and I kneel down to pray. Spoken words that once meant something aren't worth a dime. The words no longer heal, forgive, build, embrace, judge not, console, or make you feel any stronger. So what am I supposed to do? I don't want to leave the thoughts of you behind the depths of my mind in a capsule of time. I don't have courage, so instead of burying the memory, I leave it to tear and bind. Love should feel good. It should be the good part of what you experience or feel. But love hasn't been so kind, so I sit here contemplating how to escape pain so real. I can't fight. All is gone, so I will sit here and wait until you say, don't come back. Leave it be. I no longer need you. Stop, go, and from me, turn away. You know, life is very challenging. And we try to make it the best that we can. You hope you're making these right decisions day in and day out. But I got to tell you, sometimes, man, they say hindsight is 20/20. And there are a couple of things that I may have done a little differently. The Soulstress Show with hostess Priscilla is a radio show created for local musicians and bands. She is well known for her involvement in the community, her mentorship of aspiring artists, and her down-to-earth personality. Broadcast live Saturdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We are talking about decisions. Do you have a decision, a hard decision to make? Thoroughly entertained.
Fantastic.
So exciting.
Excellent production.
It was the bomb.
Wrong person to that role.
I'm there.
I'll give it a 2-star.
I'm giving it
5 stars.
Spinning like a top. This is Simone.
Keep going.
Spin.
Keep going.
Spin.
Keep going.
Spin.
Don't you give up. Keep going. Keep going.
Breaking up is a hard thing to do. It's a tremendously stressful thing to do. When to break up, how to break up, what you're breaking up for. You got to have all that together before you even step to the person and say, look, hey, you getting on my nerves. It's a wrap. Well, I was doing some research and I came across this clip. I want to share it with you.
Why don't we start with getting to know a little bit about you two?
Excuse me. Well, there isn't really much to tell. We have a little boy who I love more than life.
Okay. So how old is your son?
Quincy will be six in a few weeks.
That's right.
He's a lot like his dad, except he knows how to be on time.
Here we go. I'm a hardworking family, you know. I own my own business. There's really not much more to tell outside of that.
There isn't really much more. I work hard. I love my family. My story is probably like everybody else you see.
You need to spend more time with your family. When was the last time you had dinner together? You love your family. You do what it takes.
My sister thought it would be a good idea for us to come here and see if you could help us with whatever's going on between us now.
The problem is, she thinks her sister's experts at everything. This one here has no concept of speaking respect.
As usual, you're late. I don't know where the hell you are, but...
What? Shit, this is bullshit.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much attention a well-placed bullshit kiss my ass can get you from your parents.
Hey, so, what would you do differently about Vince? What would you change? Do better?
Doc, I'm perfect.
Oh, honey.
You know, I remember when we first met. And my sister didn't give up on you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not innocent in this, Vince. You have to make some decisions, Vince. You have a family now.
Do you really think he's going to move out?
Looks that way.
And you're okay with that? You just going to let him leave?
His friends are the root of our problems. It was inevitable. It was going to happen anyway.
Like I said, I got bigger fish to fry.
Either piss or get off the pot, Sean.
What?
Waking up is hard to do. I need for you two to start at the beginning, okay?
definitely start at the beginning. I think we can do it.
Oh, he didn't want to let his boo go. He said, definitely start at the beginning, baby. Okay. It's nothing worse than when you're trying to figure out something, though, and you got a third uninvested person involved with all these comments and questions and judgments. I don't know how people do the whole marriage counseling thing and the and just have someone sitting there while you go through all this turmoil and questions and things like that. It's definitely my kudos to those who are able to do that. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if it's a pride issue or just an issue of it's none of your business what's going on in my house. I mean, it could be that. It could be both. This particular clip, again, it was called Breaking Up is Hard to Do. That was the movie trailer. And Blue Lion Club presented that. It was an independent film. It won Best Comedy in that category, produced by Nikki Simpson. And so I thought it was very interesting. As a lot of you know, I am a director, so I find independent filmmaking and things like that to be something in my nearer future. So it's always exciting to explore those type of things. I want to talk about when a decision goes bad, when it's just everything that you could have done and said did not turn out the way that you wanted it to. And I got some people that's going to talk about it with me when a decision goes bad. All right. I'm speaking from personal experience. And I know with me, when I have made or have made a hasty decision out of emotion or something like that, because I'm one of those extremists. When I get pissed off, I don't care what happened. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how life end up as a result. You know, I'm just one of them kind of angry people. I'm an extremist. And I've had to eat some crow quite a bit. I've had to go back and say to myself, okay, wow, maybe I could have done something a little differently there. But what do you do when your decisions go bad? You know, how do you react? It seems as though in this particular clip, and also if you're interested, it's in Walmart, Target, it's online everywhere, so check it out. And I think it's Arabat Group, is the company that basically posted this to YouTube. So if you were interested in any other clips, go ahead and check it out. It was a very interesting viewing. I had a good time. I really did. I want to just, go back to when is it the right time to break up? We know it's hard, but regardless whether it's hard or it's easy, what are the clues? When do you know that enough is enough? You know, do you sit around and wait for the friend to tell you enough is enough? Or, you know, do you have the sense to figure it out on your own, or does that it all depend on how invested you are in the relationship? Do the clues get blurry the deeper you fall in love? You know, I don't know. That's a question for, you know, a lot of you out there to answer. I don't know. You know, the King Arts Complex is a nonprofit organization. It offers performing, cultural, and educational programs that provide artistic merit, varied, and diverse experiences, which increase and disseminate knowledge regarding the vast and significant contributions of African Americans due to culture and history of America and the world. You can join their volunteer team, become a member or a sponsor, and donations are accepted. The King Arts Complex is located at 867 Mount Vernon Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. And for more information, call 614-645-KING. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and this was At the Theater with Simone.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. You stay right there. We're going to talk about some decision-making tactics on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm the only one here.
You heard what I said.
And it's time for you to talk to me. Let's talk with Simone.
Hey, 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 this is Simone, and this is At the Theater with Simone. In the studio tonight, I have Z Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Rob Jones.
What's going on?
And Karina Prater.
Hello.
And yours truly. Yeah, we want to talk tonight about decision-making tactics. What do you do when you have a very important decision to make? Do you go through more steps depending on how serious the decision is, who the decision will impact, or who basically is looking at the results of the decision that you make? I mean, is it who's watching, who's impacted, or how vested you are? So let's talk. Z Taylor.
Let's talk.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions?
Decisions. How you do it? How do you go about it?
Oh, you know, this is a good topic, but have you ever been in a relationship where loving is hard because you're too busy trying to get over the hurt?
Ooh. Yeah.
And you have to make those decisions to see what your next move is going to be.
Okay.
Do you stay in the relationship? Mm-hmm. Do you let it go? Mm-hmm. Do you change it? Do you change yourself? Or do you just go along with the flow and deal with whatever's going on?
Well, I know you're going to talk to me. So
come on. Let's talk about it. Well, when I think about decisions, Simone, I think about what's your intent. Everyone and every decision that we come across, there's going to be a result, a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're internalizing what that result or reaction is going to be ahead of time, mm-hmm. we're coming from a selfish place.
Okay.
So if I tell you I love you,
right,
is my intent to hear you back and tell me that you love me?
Yeah.
Or am I just saying it because it's a part of me to share?
I've done both.
We've all done both.
Okay.
But if we operate from a point of happiness, mm-hmm. our decisions will be happy. The result will be. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example,
in an ideal life.
In an ideal world. You think in an ideal world?
I'm thinking in an ideal world. It's not
always
pretty.
You don't think you
can
control
that? It's not always sweet. No, absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
No.
Well, let's dialogue about
that.
You're
talking about sweet decisions. I'm talking about the hardcore decisions.
Okay, the hard decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're operating from a place of your own happiness, it may not be good to the next person. But, hey, you're going to walk away smiling.
Okay, so you're saying use it from the framework of what will make you happy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know that sounds a little selfish.
But see, you're at a good place right now where you have the luxury of not having another person to take into account how
Absolutely.
They feel.
Absolutely.
You're a recent divorcee, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that makes all the difference, I would say.
It does. I mean, it's a world of difference. I mean, because for 13 plus years, mm-hmm. every decision I made, I had to think of how it was going to impact my marriage, my household, my kids, even my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
However.
Jobs plural?
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
okay. I'm
West Indies. You know, I work about three or four at a time.
Hey,
come on now.
Do what you got to do.
All right now. But no, seriously. But once I became a single parent,
yeah,
the decision making became a lot easier. Because outside of my kids, mm-hmm. the decisions I make are solely only going to affect me.
Okay.
And it, to the outside world, that is not in the same situation. It may seem a little selfish. However, mm-hmm. I believe if I'm happy, then I can work to help you be happy.
Okay.
Or I can
Do
you
have to be in your happy place before the decision process begins? Or is your happiness the result, direct effect of the decision
going
made.
Back to that word, it's my intent. Okay. My intent is okay. to be happy. So okay. therefore, I may be in a destitute land. I may be in a place of hurt or whatever the situation may have okay. may be.
Are you hurt?
I am hurt. I am hurt.
Why are you hurt?
Because when you go from a union mm-hmm. to single, it's a whole different world.
Okay.
You know, when you have the hard days at work or yeah. You have the decisions that you have to face. I'm offered this brand new job. Mm-hmm. Do I take this job based upon the money I'll make? Or yeah. do I take this or do I keep the job I have based upon the reward that I get from working with you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anyone to bounce that idea off of.
Got you.
With inside of your my domain.
Right. Who's going to be equally vested?
Equally vested.
Right.
You know, friends, associates, and, you know, all the yeah. great people in the world, because I love them dearly. They cannot offer what a companion can offer. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, being in a place of hurt, mm-hmm. I'm operating for the intent to be happy.
Gotcha.
So, all my decisions are bringing me back to my point of happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did some research, and I learned that there are a few steps that the experts say you should follow whenever contemplating making a decision. Step one, they say your goal, whatever your anticipated mm-hmm. end is, you need to have that in mind before you even start the decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
Uncontrollable inputs, predictions, estimates of what could possibly and potentially happen. Step three was your personal human resources and your abilities, you know, how you will measure or count, you know, the good and the bad. You know, people do the list, the pros and the cons and all that stuff. And then four were your choices. What are all of your options, A, B, and C? Personal decisions, understanding the interactions thereof, and then the action that you take. And once that action, see, a lot of people think just making a decision, just making the idea of it is the decision, but the decision isn't actually made until the implementation has taken place.
Yeah. Because until there's the a consequence action. Or a result or well, something yeah. comes
well,
about.
Until, exactly. Something has to be implemented
yeah.
to indicate that a decision has been made. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people just think, well, I'm going to go to college. That's my choice. That's my decision. Well, you know, it's not really a decision until you've filled out the application. Mm-hmm. They've accepted you and you've gotten either an award letter or some type of tuition letter. Then that's when it's an actual decision. So, yeah, so you just have to be mindful of all those things. Rob Jones, talk to me. Decisions, how do you go about it?
With decisions, me personally, I think it depends on what kind of decision you're going to make. With, like, for an example, like, if it's a decision for a purchase, first you think about, is it a necessity or something that, you know, that you want? Like,
good.
We don't need Jordans, so...
So,
like, we don't need Jordans, but we decide to buy them because we want them. But when it goes about buying them, you think first, well, if I'm going to spend this $160 or $170 for these pair of shoes, or can I use this $160 or $170 to fix my car that's going to help me getting back and forth to work? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And
Digital 411 provides the skinny on all things technology, from mobile applications to social media and everything in between. Hosted by Dr. Erica Pryor and featuring guest co-hosts each week, listen live at 5 every Thursday on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Rob, continue your thought.
Yeah, and but also, I have a funny thing about decisions. I think that while making a decision,
mm-hmm.
that's also a decision. A decision within a decision, because while you're thinking about what you need to do.
Oh, okay, a decision within a decision within a decision.
Yeah, because you're also thinking about, okay, right. I just thought about this right. now.
Right.
Uh-huh. How's that going to affect me? Or, depending on the decision for someone else, mm-hmm. how's it going to affect them?
Mm-hmm.
And also with decisions, I think it becomes easier when it's only affecting yourself because you're not worried about another person's
right.
emotions.
Right, and I believe that's what Z was hitting on.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask you this. Does the decision change depending on
if you're in love with this person or if it's a sibling, or does it depend on the extent of emotion involved? Because some decisions you make, regardless of who's involved, they're the kind of decisions that are made irrespective of what's going on. For instance, let me give you an example. If someone has a knife and they're coming at me, it don't matter who in the room, it don't matter who it is that got the knife. You know, survival instinct's going to kick in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to survive. So I'm going to make the decision to either find me a knife or go step higher, you know, and get some, or run.
To defend myself.
Right. Why are you laughing so hard? I'm serious.
I mean, because out of all things, you came up with a knife.
But that's a decision. Well, because if it was a family member coming at you, may not be inclined to go grab a knife to get back at them.
You might not take it as seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, if you like, you know, your cousin.
So what I'm supposed to do, run?
Like, no, like, if it's like Z said, if it's a family member, if they grab a knife, you'd be like, man, they ain't going to cut me, man. But if it's like a random person, you know, on the street, they're like, oh, man, they got a knife. I'm about to start running.
Now I got to cut you.
Nah, I'm going
to
put it like this. The decision is the decision. Just who it is just determine how quick I get to what I'm deciding to do. But if somebody come at me with a knife, trust, it don't matter if it's a family member or a friend or a stranger.
What kind of knife, though? We talking about meat cleaver or a butter knife?
Because that's an actual decision.
Oh, that's true. Now, that's true.
Decision. I mean,
okay. So what? A butcher knife versus like a little butter knife?
Now I've had all of them come at me.
Wow.
And I shall not tell you what situation.
You
no, see.
All of them know. That's.
I've had a butcher knife, pocket knife, army knife. Oh, a butter knife. My aunt had me underneath the kitchen table with a butter knife.
With
my decision was to keep my mouth closed because I was scared.
Of a butter knife?
A butter knife.
Your aunt had you under the table with a butter knife.
These are real decisions.
Karina, save me. How do you go through your decision-making process?
Personally, I'm very self-reflective. I don't like to come to other people with decisions I make. And I am also very proud. I don't like asking for help in that aspect. I'm not a proud person, but in terms of asking for help and seeking help from others, I feel like I should be able to do it myself. So decision making is difficult.
Does it make you feel weak or something?
No.
Vulnerable?
No. What? It's just I feel like I should be self-sufficient in everything, and I know that that is not the reality, but all my life that's the way it's been.
You sound like you got something brewing, like a you was talking about something in particular.
I had a situation that I a very serious situation that I encountered that I had to, you know, make a really really serious decision, and it was painful because
you made it.
Yeah,
well, good for you.
Yeah, but it was painful, and it involved a lot of tears and a lot of not so good thoughts. But I think that's also a part of decision making is going through the emotions and deciding what, you know, what road you're going to take rather than, you know, dwelling in your emotions. You're just going to, you know, deal with it and then just keep on moving.
Mm-hmm. I feel you where you're coming from because I myself have a lot of pride as well. And
you?
Absolutely. Like, it's hard for me to ask somebody for something because I don't know if it's because I have too much pride or because I'm too stubborn. But you know, along the years, come to realize that either or, one of these days is going, you know, ended up becoming my downfall because it doesn't matter how much pride you have or how stubborn you are. One of these days, you are going to have to ask for help, regardless of the situation. If you don't want to because you're feeling maybe, hey, I myself as an individual is at this position where I should be able to provide for myself or whatever I want, I should get it myself instead of asking for help or, you know.
Your manhood on the line.
Yeah,
huh?
Kind of. Yeah. It's like. No, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a pride thing or stubborn.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But the people that I found, the ones that find it the hardest to ask for help are those are the people that have the biggest hearts. They tend to know how to give freely. Sometimes I've seen them give on overload where they may not have something left for them.
Yeah.
But then if you don't ask back, I don't know. I just... I come from a different school. I was raised by the grandmother that told me, don't ask, you know, mm-hmm. be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And always saw it as wanting to be a strong man and a survivor. Mm-hmm. However, the worst that anyone can say is no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to ask you. Asking me, I'm going to ask you. The worst you could say is no. Mm-hmm. But if I have a need.
You know what? I'm the same way. By me being raised by my mom, it was always, if you needed some clothes or some shoes or something, it was like, you just keep growing. It's like, I can't help growing. You know, I just bought you some shoes 2 months ago. So I grew up with a complex about provision decisions. See, it's categorical too. I think you can be, you know, it's easy for you in some respects, mm-hmm. but then there are some categories where it's difficult,
yeah.
where, you know, you find yourself to be very vulnerable and, yes. and almost crippled by the idea of the alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, I remember my dad, bless his soul. I love him, but he's just not a dependable person. We just keeping it real. And I remember when I was in college and he told me, oh, girl, quit your job. I'm sorry, because it pissed me off then. I can laugh at it now, but it pissed me off at the time. Because he was like, quit your job, you know, and I got you. You know, I want you to concentrate on your schoolwork and all of this. You ain't got no time to be, you know, working and all that. I got you. You just go do. And I called my grandmother and I said, honey, I just listened to that and went right ahead on and kept on working. And it's a good thing I did, because he never came through on my car note, you know. And you just learn that mm-hmm. some things are predictable and some decisions are a no-brainer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That got a unison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't all have disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something I think that everybody, even our listeners, can relate to. Everybody has a disappointment or two in their life that had you had some different circumstances, you would make a completely different decision. I would have loved to not have to go to work and just concentrate on school. But I wasn't no fool. I knew this man wasn't going to be nowhere to be found when the middle of the month came for me to pay this car note. I knew it, you know. Sunfire, it was beautiful gold. It was like a 2000. It's my first car. Oh, it was so cute. Yeah.
I love it.
No place I'd rather be. Absolutely. Talking about decisions. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1. And also on your smartphone or tablet. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com for the podcasts and blogs. Listen live and participate by calling 1-877-932-9766. Hard decisions. You stay right there. Up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Drop School Day students, community. High 7 the classroom, 1,000 America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get. Baby raise a. Relative help an elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, realize Shaq's mechanism. Yah, 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 yah. Yah, yah, yah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rat. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
This is Salif Diarra, a local health worker in a remote village in Mali, West Africa. This is Mori, a child who survived malaria because of Salif's efforts. This is Bintu, a grateful mother, one of many in Salif's village. This is you, becoming part of the story. Help local health workers like Salif make the good go even further. Visit goodgoes.org to see the many ways you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. stack their desks one atop the other, and it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. Go to boostup.org and learn how you can help. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Honey, I'm home. I've got a surprise for you. Ugh.
Get that filthy, disgusting tire out of my living room. You're on my favorite rug.
Calm down. You're going to love this.
What? Whoa. The goldfish bowl.
I won't run over them. Relax.
You roll that tire right back out of here.
Relax. It's all part of my master plan to save us money.
This is not going to be our coffee table. Don't even think about putting a piece of glass on top.
No, honey. This is a reminder to keep our tires properly inflated so we can save money on gas.
Can't we just tie a string around our fingers?
Sweetie, properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
Exactly. To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
What's wrong with a sticky note on the dashboard?
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Hey, let's put the sticky note on the tire.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Nicole Simone, and you're at the theater with Simone. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. This is our live theater segment. Enjoy.
So tell me, what did the family say?
They said they would help me, but I don't want to rely on them. Like, I should be self-sufficient.
Okay? Hold on. How long have you been in school?
Too long.
Oh, and you want to be there for much longer?
I'd like to get my degree, yes.
I don't get it. Your family is, they have your side. They want to help you.
Yeah, but I should be self-sufficient. I mean, like, I'm 30 years old. I should be able to take care of myself. And pay for my schooling. Like, I can't do that now. And that's embarrassing.
Look, family is there to help you out, okay? I can see if you were already out on your own, you have children or married, and you're living this life of your career and everything, but you're still getting your education. Families are there to help you out. You need to accept that.
That's too difficult for me to do. I mean, I'm too proud. I don't like asking for help. I mean, how am I supposed to just go to my family and ask them for a couple thousand dollars that I don't have?
Okay, let me ask you this.
I work every day. I don't make all that money.
Well, who in the family said they're going to help you?
My mom.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, then trust her.
But they have bills of their own. I need them to focus on their bills, not worry about my stuff.
What? Last time I checked, they had you.
What?
Those are your parents.
And
okay, now when they get old and brittle and you need to put them in a nursing home, then you take care of them. But right now, you get your education, you get your help, and you move on so that you can be in a better place to help them out later on.
You are not helping me right now.
Well, I'm just keeping it real with you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Shoot.
Okay, well, I have somebody who's coming over, so I'm going to talk to you later. Nobody.
Who?
None of your business.
No, you're not pushing me out this house
none
now.
None of your business. So you got to go. You got to go.
Listen, hear what I said. Get your help.
I heard you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Just had a decision I had to make, and I'm not happy about the outcome.
What decision? What's going on?
It's about school. I mean, I don't have the money to pay for my classes this quarter, and
well,
I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do?
Yeah, my mom told me she would help me, but I know that she has bills of her own. I mean, she's a single parent. She had to raise me by herself. Like, she should be worrying about her stuff, not about my education.
Yeah, I feel it, but what other options you got?
None.
What about FAFSA?
I don't qualify for financial aid.
You don't?
No.
What about a scholarship, grant, a loan?
I tried that.
And you tried it all?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, nowadays they give you a scholarship for having straight teeth. I mean, I'm being dead serious. They do seriously have a scholarship for straight teeth. And your teeth are mighty straight, so you might want to apply.
I appreciate that compliment. But I just feel like I should be able to take care of myself and worry about this financial situation on my own and not have to rely on other people. So
I mean, I understand that, but, you know, every now and then we do got to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
So what your parents say?
My mom said she would help me, so.
Okay, so what's holding you back?
Myself, pride.
Well, I'm going to need you to break down that pride, and I'm going to need you to take their help because, you know, I'm always hearing you talking about you going to school is so important to you. So, you going to finish school or what?
Yeah, I'm going to finish it, but there's actually something else I needed to talk
Karina!
About.
You downstairs!
Hold on, that's my...
Karina!
That's my roommate. Hold on.
Roommate.
What's up, Keisha?
You got...
What do you need?
You busy?
Yeah, I'm back. What's up?
Why is she yelling?
Because that's what she does. Yeah, but... What's up, Keisha? I'm talking to somebody right now.
Did you still want to talk to me?
Maybe a little bit later, Keisha.
Okay, I'm here for you now. I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
I got you, Keisha.
I'm here.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she good. She just a little flamboyant.
Flamboyant?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like she a little on the slow side.
No, she on that crack.
Oh, crack?
So,
ooh, why you know? Hold on. How are you going to be a roommate with someone who's on crack? That is not a good look.
But she pays her bills on time, so that's what I need. And my last roommate didn't pay any of her bills.
Well,
so
she paid the bills on crack.
She may be on crack, but she knows how to pay her bills.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what I need.
You were living with somebody who paid the water bill with rocks. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, they get paid.
Okay.
I love
it. I'm not going to talk about your living situation. I just came here to, you know, talk about, you know, your education. So,
yeah.
You know, all these years, all I heard you say is how you wanted to finish school, get your degree, and find your job. So, but now you're sitting there saying you don't even know if you're going to finish.
I know. It's just that financial thing. But I don't want to talk about that anymore. There's something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, what's going
on? And I've been thinking about another decision that I wanted to make. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Karina, listen. I got all the way halfway down the block, and I just wanted to come back and tell you something. Listen. I know you don't want to take money from your family. Hey, dude. Who's this?
Who's this? What you mean,
Karina,
who is this?
Who's you? No, I'm talking to Karina.
No, hold on, Karina. This dude gonna come at your door and ask who am I.
Karina,
hold up.
Karina,
hold up.
Can I talk to you privately real quick? Can I just talk?
Hey, dude,
excuse us.
What's going on?
Excuse us, Karina.
Hold on. What you mean, excuse us?
Karina, can I talk to you?
Trey.
Karina, can I talk to you?
Trey, who is this? Who is Trey?
What is going on? Like, what?
Who is Trey?
Trey.
Listen, I need to talk to you, okay?
Deontay, please just go on the couch and sit down, please, and just give me a minute with Trey, okay? Just give me a minute.
Man, I ain't going nowhere until you tell me who this dude is.
You know what? You say another thing, bro. Say another thing.
Please don't stop.
I'm going to tell you who this dude is. Say another thing.
Karina, you need me?
Keisha, hey.
Karina!
No, I don't need you, Keisha.
Listen.
Say another thing.
Hold on.
I know you are, but go smoke that.
Who you trying to get big with, kid?
Didi or whatever your name is.
My name is Dante.
I don't care what your name is.
Karina, hey, Karina,
can you get this
kid out
of here?
House before he get knocked
wait,
out for
wait,
real.
Hold up, hold up.
Who's gonna be
wait,
knocking?
What's going on?
I'm gonna knock you out, son. Cause you over here causes all types
hello?
Of
bottom line, Karina, you need to choose. You need to choose.
Man, chill out, dude. Chill.
You need to make a decision, Karina.
What do I need to choose?
You need to make a decision because I don't know who this is, and obviously you got some other things going on. So right now you need to make a decision. It's only gonna be me or him. So what's going on?
I mean, how do we?
Yeah, go on and pick Didi or me.
What you mean?
I
mean. Clear as day, I see what the situation
Trey,
is.
Trey, why you acting trapped? Did you take your medication today, Trey?
Oh,
yeah, Trey, you take your medication.
You
take your Prozac.
I've been here for you for years.
You take your Prozac, Trey? Your Zoloft?
I see how y'all look.
Somebody got some Prozac!
He looking old. He look like he probably on lip tools.
See, this is a clown house right now,
Keisha on that stuff.
We good.
I want some Prozac.
We're good. Karina,
it's okay, Keisha.
All I can say is this. You make your decision on your own. I was going to pay for your school. You know what? I'm out.
Peace. Bounce.
Dang.
Dee, why did you do that?
What you mean, why I do this? This clown gonna come up in here and try to talk all that
you
mess.
You know what? And what's so funny is that I was gonna choose you.
But at this point, you did because you told me to get up.
No, I didn't choose you. And at this point, I don't need you in my house. I don't need you talking to me. I'm done.
Hold on.
So it is what it is. I holla.
Huh, it's like that.
Punk. Yeah.
Punk. Oh,
yeah, punk.
Okay.
Get out my house.
Fine.
Get out
of
my house.
Peace.
Get out my house. Green, you need me now? Keisha, I had a lot that I'm dealing with today.
I didn't want to talk.
I mean, what's up, Keisha? What's up?
What's going on down there?
Oh, just a bunch of mess. Men fighting over me and not taking the medication.
Did you take the Prozac, though?
Keisha, I thought you were in rehab.
Oh,
I thought you were supposed to be getting help for your drug problem. I know you be paying bills with your crap, but...
I pay my bills, girl. I know, but I'm grown. Don't worry about all that.
I know, but you said you'd get some help and try to get off them drugs.
Life is hard.
But who at the door now?
I'm going to watch my story, girl.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay,
you got
bye.
Too much drama.
I know. Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey,
I don't want to talk to you
right
now.
Hold on.
Before
you go off, while I'm here in the neighborhood, you think Keisha got some more crack on I could buy off
you
of?
You know what? You did not come up to my door and knock on it for some crack.
I mean,
you
I was in the neighborhood. I mean,
I did
you
not
didn't
hear
kick
that.
Me out. I just want to, you know, get a little
crack.
Something. I hit the
road. Did somebody say crack cocaine?
See, you done crack. Brought Keisha out the room because of your crack habit. You on crack too?
I mean, no, but you know, you just kind of hurt my feelings. I need something, you know, to ease the pain.
You need some crack to ease the pain? Oh, get with Keisha. I'm cool.
Come on in here, baby. No. This show is cute.
No, I'm good. You look strung out already.
Come here, baby.
You know what?
I'm just
leave.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
You scared, baby?
Yeah, he's scared of you. See, look what you done did, Keisha.
Don't blame this on me.
It is your fault. See, if you weren't on crack, we wouldn't be dealing with any of this.
I pay my bills.
I know you pay your bills, Keisha.
I pay my bills.
You supposed to be getting help. Did you call Ray Ray?
Ray Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, he do owe me. Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go call Ray Ray.
Mm-hmm. Call Ray Ray.
All right. Interesting. That took such a different twist.
Why y'all make me the crackhead? Oh, I didn't want to be the crackhead.
Came out talking like one.
I was like, okay.
I was a grandma. I was supposed to be like calling from up the stairs.
Y'all need to be in the studio with us.
You know, you ever notice how when we... the African-American community, when we talk about decisions, it's always a problem or a challenge. But when our counterparts, they talk about decisions, it's usually an opportunity or call out or challenge, you know, and a lot of times your perspective on how you envision and frame your circumstances determine how you make your decision. You know, it's all about positive feedback and being solution oriented. Not just waiting until that last moment when you're on your last nerve or you're on the verge of a breakdown to make a decision. Always be decision-minded, you know? Let one good decision after another kind of build you up and set you up for success down the line. Yes, it's hard, and I know a lot of times it's painful, but sometimes you just got to throw your hands up because we done all had painful decisions. Throw them up and throw those fists full of tears. Maxwell, take it home.
Feel just like a weight that's lifted. How can I repay you? Help me understand. Currency, a fist full of tears. I can afford. Disappear, girl. All you got to do is just raise up.
For listening to At the Theater with Simone, on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.